Right now, the AFC North is Ravens, Steelers, Bengals, and the Browns.
We just learned the Browns have it, bro. That's cook right now.
What's good, everyone? Welcome back to Check the Stats, your weekly sports podcast with Hamza, Deep.
What's good?
Harry.
What's up?
Dodge.
What up?
And our new guest for this week, all the way from Jersey, my boy Jay.
Yo, what's good?
You know, I mentioned you a couple times when we talk about the Lakers and how bad they're doing this season.
And the Eagles, but we'll talk about that a little bit later, too.
Yeah. So we're going to start off this week with the Falcons and Patriots games. I don't know why I said games, but that's a singular game on Thursday. Anyway, the Pats beat the hell out of the Falcons, and I think they're making a little turnaround for their season. For how about it was kind of unstable and shaky in the beginning, but that was the second probably best performance of the season after beating the Browns 47-3.
Mm-hmm.
And now
something like that.
They're looking scary. I mean, Mac Jones has been looking nice, and then their running game has been up. I think, I mean, they're leading their conference right now.
And division. That's what,
yeah, division, my bad. You got the Bills in second right now. I mean, the rest of that division is garbage, but just like you said, Bills are a fraud.
Bills are frauds, baby.
The Patriots are actually third in the conference, which is still crazy. Titans are one, Ravens are two, and Patriots are third. But I guess no one in the beginning of the season would have thought the Patriots would be doing this, right? Oh.
I mean, we didn't think that probably like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I mean, I think it gives all credit to the coach. Like, last year was a pretty down year for them. Even though they won some like big games, but they didn't really have good offensive weapons. I think they made a lot of free agent pickups that were pretty good. So, Belichick built another good team, and defense obviously is playing as good as ever. I think when you shut out an offense like Atlanta, I think it means a lot.
I mean, yeah, they did beat the Saints last week, right? The week before, I think.
Who?
Falcons.
Falcons, yeah, a couple weeks.
I know the Patriots aren't known for their defense, but I think it says, I mean, they are known for their defense, but a lot of people have been saying, hey, they're not that like good this year, or they're not as good as they, you know, can be. And I think Belichick has really like improved their defense to bring it back to like what it kind of used to be and how he used to, I mean, they rely on that defense so much now, and it always, right at this point, it's holding up for them and it's getting them to win games.
Well, credit to Mac Jones. He's doing what he's being asked of. He's joined Ben, your boy, Roethlisberger, and Dak Prescott to win the first five career road starts.
He threw one pass over 20 yards the whole game and it was a pick.
Hey, who does that remind you of? Okay, not
Tom
not
Brady.
Tom Brady.
First couple of years, yeah, sure.
Tom Brady.
But he's doing exactly what Belichick is asking
exactly.
him to do right now.
Bro, the Patriots are in such a good stride right now. They've outscored their opponents 175-50 over their last five games.
Damn. That's crazy.
That also shows you how good Belichick is, too. Because everyone would say, like, is it Brady only or is it Belichick? Is it both of them? That lets you know, like, it was really both of them together.
Yeah.
Because nobody, I deadass didn't even think the Patriots was nice at all. And then, like, these past couple games, I've been putting up big numbers, too. That just lets you know Belichick knows what he's doing.
Beating good teams.
Yeah. Well, they put up, like, 50 points against the Jets, I think. And then 43 again, and then 25-0.
I mean, Belichick knows all those division rivals easy. Yeah. I think it's when they beat, like, other teams outside the conference. Like, this is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That's five games in a row. Does that make them the best team in the AFC?
No.
We
know they're not. Like, let's be completely honest. We know they're not the best team. Do they have a really good chance at going far?
It's
just that's Belichick just being a really good coach. We like later in the season, he knows how to kick it into high gear. He knows how to like make that playoff push when they need to. Bro, being 7-3 in a very tough. I mean, I don't think any conference this like. There's a lot of strong teams in both conferences. I think it's hard to even be at the top of any division. Doesn't really matter what division, because you know even we were saying the NFC East is a bad division. Like. There's still a lot of fighting power going on in that league right now. I mean, in that division. Same thing, NFC South. So,
but since we're talking about the division and the Bills, they're going to see them in the next 4 weeks three times.
Damn.
So that should that should be able to determine it. So as for the Falcons, they're after they beat the Saints, I think it's just this wraps.
But it's crazy.
I think the Falcons season is done. Done. They peaked when they beat us, and it's been downhill ever since.
Falcons Matt Ryan is 0-5 against Bill Belichick.
That's crazy.
The demon Bill Belichick. He schemes up, really, really good things for his defense. So let's move on to the next game. Saints and Eagles.
What do you guys say about that?
This was the second week of, I think, continuous upsets. Last week was like full of upsets left and right. But I think that's a really good one to start off with. Like, no, I don't think any of us would have predicted Eagles to dominate the Saints how they did today. I know it was like the Saints have a lot of people out, but still, no one would have guessed that they would have kind of like they only won by 11 points, but they steamrolled them. Like the pick six was just like the kind of cherry on top. It was already going pretty bad before that. Like they were letting up a lot of points. The Saints had a couple good chances, but then obviously you don't have like your starting quarterback in, like. There's a lot of missing pieces on offense, on defense too. So, but they still put up 29 points. Mm-hmm. So
I don't think it was a terrible game.
And I think a lot of those were kind of like, okay, here you go. Kind of, bro, it was 17-33 going, and then they scored another touchdown, and that's when they went ahead and scored 10 points or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So,
if you look at it, they both had 4 touchdowns, but the Saints had 3 turnovers. Which I think
hurts,
probably killed you, especially with 2 of them being interceptions. Mm-hmm. When you just give the ball over more like that many times, that team usually loses. The Eagles had more possession. They had more offensive plays. If you look at the passing stats, they're pretty similar. It was 55% completion by the Saints and 54% by the Eagles. So it wasn't...
Their defense showed up.
I think the scoreline is pretty accurate. Like, letting up 40 points is, that's so bad. I don't think our defense has played as well as they should have this past few weeks. So I don't know what's going on, but we need to get a few players back. And Sean Payne, we need to whip something into shape, because right now it looks like we're getting pushed out of the playoff hunt. But is this a good sign for the Eagles, though?
Mark Ingram didn't have a bad game, though. 16 carries, 88 yards. It's not a bad showing.
No, not at all.
He was on that team before, so it was not that hard to get him integrated, I think. But, can you...
They just gave up 200, almost 250 rushing yards. That's just...
Yeah, I think that's what we let up all the rush yards.
Yeah.
The defense can do it all, though. And then maybe let Taysom Hill take the QB position?
I don't know, because who the hell is Trevor Siemian throwing to? Because Kamara is not even playing, if you think about it... I don't even know who he was throwing to.
And it's hard for a team like that to get another nice quarterback, because they have such big shoes to fill when you get
exactly
your main quarterback just retired. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So being on the hunt for starters,
that next perfect quarterback that fits into the offense, fits with the coach, it's a hard task to do. So I still think that Saints need a little bit more time before they are real contenders.
Yeah, it's gonna take a little bit.
Injuries are obviously making a big difference right now, but in the long run, I feel like they still need 2 years at least. To find that right player to
they got the core on the offense and defense. They just need to get a little bit more depth, because these injuries are really, really killing us. But the Eagles are looking good. Jalen Hurts, I think every game they score more than 30 points or something like that.
Not every game they score like 25, 30 points every game.
That's only the second time we score 40 though. That's really surprising.
I think the Eagles, their offense is pretty good. It's when Jalen Hurts is at his best is when he's using his legs. I don't think he's a pocket passer at all. He only had 24 attempts. Yeah. So if he gets off to a good rushing start in games, then the Eagles are always in a winning position. Yeah.
He's still been doing most of the rushing. But the thing is, in their past 4 games, they turned it up with their rushing, and now they have the longest streak since 1950.
It's crazy.
They're putting up 175 in almost every – in the past four games, they've been putting up 175 on rushing yards.
They choose the wrong times to get their shit together. They scored 22 in that fourth quarter.
It was too. I think it was too late once it was 27-7.
In all their losses this year in the first half, they scored maybe a touchdown, but not more than a touchdown, not more than 7 points.
It's hard. It's hard to always be fighting uphill the whole game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the fact that they didn't even give that Jalen Hurts didn't even throw for one passing touchdown, I think, says a lot about him. Yeah, going back to that whole, like, he's not a pocket passer. He's not even, I mean, when we talk about, like, this quarterback's running back and this and that, I honestly think that, like, right now, he's threw for 147 yards, but I don't think he's a great 13 for 24. Like, I don't think he's anything crazy as a quarterback. And I'm really, really shocked that they even put up 40 points.
Bro,
but
I know his passing isn't there, but his rushing. In the fourth quarter, he had his 11th career rushing touchdown. No other Philly quarterback has more than six in their first two seasons. That's like, I know he's not good at throwing. Okay, like, we can say that. I know it's bad to say about a quarterback.
He's not great. He's
good. He could still, like, hold his own a little bit, right?
It's like Lamar. Mm-hmm. It's like Lamar in the beginning. He wasn't the passer that he is now.
Before Lamar first came in the league, that's like how it is.
But what do you guys think Jalen Hurts is a franchise?
Honestly, I can't say that because I thought Carson Wentz would be. Mm-hmm. Just, every time he was a good quarterback, they just let him
He
go.
Was for a little bit.
Yeah.
He had that one really, really good season, and then he's got too many injuries.
Yeah.
One more question to the big eagle over here. Since y'all chances got up in this week's win to make the wild card, do you think that?
So. I was looking at their schedule right now. The Eagles got a really nice schedule. We playing the Giants next. You already know Giants suck.
I think y'all got the second easiest.
Yeah, then
close
Jets.
Of week.
Jets is after that. They suck too.
And y'all got tiebreakers over Saints, Falcons, and Panthers. So y'all just might.
So the rest of the season,
those are big wins.
The Giants twice, Washington
Saints,
twice.
Falcons, Panthers are all big wins. You guys beat all three of them. That is crazy.
So the last game of the season, we played the Cowboys. That's gonna be a little hard. But by the end of the season, Cowboys suck.
They always
anyway.
Do that. So like, it's like Eagles, Cowboys. I see who gets into the playoffs. Though, you know, some awesome dirty.
But we gonna beat them. That's nothing new.
Yeah, let's move on to one of their division rivals, Washington. And Panthers.
Cam is back.
Yes, sir.
Cam is back.
Not back enough for
back
a win,
and ready
though.
For all the smoke. Though. He came in like Nardo Wick. You see his entrance? He came out big, tall, going crazy.
I don't know how Cam Newton ended up back in Carolina. Like, it's so funny. They forced him out of there. And like now it's like he's kind of their only option. But he did his job, kind of. He had almost 200 passing yards, and he had pretty much three touchdowns. So what more could you ask of an old Cam Newton, right? Yeah. Beat up Cam Newton.
He's still playing like the old Cam Newton, to be honest. And McCaffrey, I mean, did his job too, but just the defense gave it up.
Yeah. Taylor Heinicke scored three touchdowns, three passing touchdowns for the first time since week four. So I think Heinicke is starting to play a little bit better after that win last week against the Bucks. It looks like his confidence is getting better and better. So I think the number one thing as a quarterback you need is confidence.
What do you think about Washington? You think they'll make it anywhere?
The way they played these past 2 weeks is actually pretty solid. But the thing is, they haven't shown a consistency, and that's what you need.
Are they better than the Eagles?
I think it's pretty close.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're not better than the Cowboys.
No chance.
But Washington didn't beat any good team. Like, all the good competition they had, they lost.
The Bucks.
That's the only team, though.
Yeah.
They lost to the Chiefs, Saints, Packers, Broncos.
And the Bucks had a horrible, horrible, horrible game.
Yeah. The Bucks, you honestly got to, like, they're usually always on their A game. When they're not on their A game, that's the main time you got to beat them.
Take advantage of that.
Exactly.
So what do you guys think about these teams? Was this a fair win? You think the Washington?
I think this was a fair win. I've been telling
you
all the Panthers are frauds.
But I don't think the win holds in, like, too much weight.
They were what, 4-0, 5-0 when they started the season? What were they?
3-0.
I think 3-0.
3-0. And they went 3-3. Yeah.
Sam Darnold got exposed for like a few games and then he left. Or like at least his line. I guess you can blame it on that too, but he couldn't throw for shit.
But the football team, when they get points up on the board, they win. That's the offense has been their only problem. Anytime they get more than 25 points, it's a dub. Because their defense knows how to strap people down.
I don't think they can
keep
it at this level.
I mean, it's hard to score 25 every game against NFL defenses. Yeah. Like, every single game, 25 is hard. Just like this next team that we're going to talk about, we expect they'd probably score 25, right? Colts and Bills.
That was very interesting.
Frauds.
What do we think about this game?
Frauds.
You think so?
Yeah. Rocking with it, bro.
This is crazy.
This is crazy.
This was a crazy game.
This is 2 weeks in a row, 3 weeks in a row. Are you kidding me?
I don't know if I'm ready to give up on the Bills. The only reason is because there's not.
I'm ready to give up on Josh Allen.
There's not a clear.
I'm ready to give up on Josh Allen.
I don't know. I think it's too early for all that. I think teams can lose, but like, yeah, it's a really, really bad loss, but it was kind of their defense that shot the bed. Their defense kind of blew it for them in my eyes.
I think the Colts still in the race in the AFC.
Yeah. You can't count them they're out. They're 6-5. Yeah. They got some division wins, so I mean they're definitely in the run, but the Titans are definitely leading that division. The Colts literally just dominated time possession. They had like 15 more minutes because they just ran the ball the whole time.
Jonathan Taylor, bro. Fifth player in the Super Bowl era with 200 scrimmage yard, 5 touchdowns in a game.
Like
that's like some Madden.
He literally
that's
just like, ran over. Makes sense. Like how can you blame
how
Josh
many yards
Allen?
Did Alvin Kamara have that one game that he had
six touchdowns.
But how many yards did he have?
I don't know how many yards.
It wasn't like 400 yards.
It was probably like 200.
Interview was probably a drug test.
Like if the Bills only had 20 minutes like of the ball, like you can't really blame the offense when the Colts basically had 40 minutes. So I mean, it's more of a concern for the Bills defense that we thought was pretty elite. So their rush defense is not anywhere close to good. You guys think the Bills are still a contender for Super Bowl or no?
No.
Somewhat.
I'm going to say yeah.
They're too inconsistent.
Exactly. What team in this league is consistent? Name one.
Can't say it. After last week, exactly. You can't say
consistently good.
And not Arizona, not Kansas City, not Dallas.
Bucks.
I'm not ready to give up on them because how many teams have better talent than them?
Arizona when they're healthy.
Yeah. Arizona when they're healthy
are definitely
Packers when they're on fire favorite. Is crazy too.
That's true. They just lost today.
Yeah, that was.
Kirk Cousins. We'll get into that next.
I had Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers on my fantasy team.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers went crazy. Yeah. He lost, but in fantasy he went crazy.
Yeah, I know, Bryce. So. What can you do?
It was a good game though. Yeah. The Packers game was a good game.
Let's go ahead and get into that game because I don't think there's much else to say about the Bills game. I think it was just.
I feel the
crazy
Bills,
random
honestly,
upset.
Look,
I think the crazy
the
random upset.
The past three games, they score 6 points, then they score 45, then they score 15.
Yeah that's so crazy. It's so inconsistent.
Yeah. How do you go from 6 points to 45? Like, what?
I think they play the Jets. That's why.
But still. Are they supposed to have the best defense?
The Jets are like a high school team, basically.
Yeah.
Compared to the top of the NFL. But let's move on to this next game, Green Bay and Vikings, a division rival. Pretty even time of possession. What do you guys think about this game?
It was back and forth. It was a big back and forth game. Aaron Rodgers did not give that best performance, but
he still has some crazy stats.
I mean, somewhat. But Adams was balling out there today.
This was a much needed win for the Vikings, I think. If they want to compete for a playoff spot. If they lost the game, I think their chances were pretty much over. Because the Packers are running away with the division, so they have to get into a wild card spot. How good do you think the Packers are? The record is 8-3.
I think they're definitely contenders for the Super Bowl.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think they're. I don't see.
I still 100%
think
that.
I don't think so. Because we always say that, and I feel like they had better rosters in past years.
They have, but
still didn't get there.
This team is just clicking together so well. I feel like chemistry.
The thing is, like for once, they have a pretty good defense for once. Yeah. Their defense, but yeah,
they
do have
injuries.
Right, Jair Alexander is still out.
Yeah, exactly.
I know one of the Darius Preston is out. One of them tore something for the rest of the season. So but even without them, they're 8-3, so their defense has been pretty good.
Aaron Rodgers also been playing crazy. I honestly, but before
the
season
in the beginning
started,
of the season,
people
were saying, oh, he don't want to be there.
He's not
going to
be there. He's not even going to try or nothing.
It's like, that's not how it works. You're getting paid millions of dollars. You can't just don't work like that.
You can't say that because of Ben Simmons, but that's a whole different conversation.
that's why it's so crazy, right? We'll definitely get into that. All right, come on now.
He's been playing phenomenal. And I'm being proven wrong because I thought that he would never ever like play good with the Packers. I thought like guaranteed was going to get traded, but I was proved wrong and he's been on fire.
He probably thought that in week one when they took that L.
Yeah, against the Saints, right? Yeah, I know he was like. I really did think that though. Like, yo, come on, like, he don't even care. But even if you look at every game besides that, he's been playing top of his game, I think.
So are the Vikings legit?
Nah.
I
only know
they're not legit.
One player is legit on the Vikings, if anything.
Justin Jefferson.
Oh my God. This is the first game since like week 2, week 3.
Yards.
This is the first game he popped off in so long. I'd be mad happy. He'd been doing good. But he hasn't like popped off.
What do you think about Adam Thielen?
I like Adam Thielen, but I think Jefferson has way more potential. Like he could he could be way better than Thielen could even dream of. Like Thielen's a solid ass receiver. But like he's not like a
It's different.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know. He's not like a crazy dynamic player. I feel like he can't run every route in the route tree. Maybe like he's not beating somebody on like a crazy go route every play. Like,
yeah, that's.
I feel like he did, but I feel like now he kind of fought. He fell off a little bit, but
he's not the same. It could also be like, it could also be
Kirk Cousins. Like, they just be feeding Dalvin Cook most of the time. I mean, that's how they win games. When Dalvin Cook has a good game, but is Dalvin Cook in? Was he in?
Oh, yeah, bro. He went off today. He went demon time today, bro.
Yeah.
Like
22 carries, 86 yards. But yeah, definitely Vikings are not a contender. Not even a little bit. But next game, we're talking about Lions and Browns. What do you guys think about this game? It was pretty close.
Man, it was a very, very good game. I'm not going to lie.
Bro, it was a fucking shit show.
I don't know, man. I don't know if this says more about the Lions doing better against, or is just maybe the Lions are just this division's kryptonite. I don't know what it is. I don't know, man. I don't like the Browns anymore. Like, I don't like the Browns for making a playoff push or a playoff run anymore because Baker Mayfield is just not showing up. Two picks. Tim Boyle had 77 yards and two interceptions.
Nick Chubb might as well have played QB that game.
The Browns quickly fell to the bottom of the AFC North. Right now, the AFC North is Ravens, Steelers, Bengals, and the Browns.
We just learned the Browns have it, bro.
The Browns, we've given the benefit of the doubt multiple times, I think. You right? I think we've given them week in.
I'm definitely not a fan of them, though.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, with so many offensive weapons right before Odell left, they wasted them time and time again. And now, I know they still have some injuries.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt is still out, yes.
But if you look at it, they had more possession than the Lions. They had 20 more offensive plays.
That's what I mean.
They had 100 more offensive yards. The thing is, they had 10 penalties to the Lions 7. So, but if you look at all those yards, like, how are you only putting up 13 points?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I guess it's just empty calories. You got to get into the end zone nowadays, especially with you expect all these games to be high scoring. So. 13-10,
especially
I guess.
Especially against a team with no wins.
Kind of an outlier, yeah. No wins.
A team with no wins, bro.
I think the Lions are better than their record. I really do. I feel like they're unlucky. A lot of games this season have been mad, mad close. Like, they lost to the Ravens on a historical field goal that bounced, like, in. So, like, I think the Lions have had, like, some of the worst luck I've ever seen this year.
Jared Goff might be, like, not that good on the Lions, but their running game has been nice. Swift has been... nice-ass running back for them.
I agree. The rushing was pretty nice. The Lions had 168 rushing yards to the Browns, 184.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even that far apart, and the Browns have Nick Chubb.
Only thing I'll say about the Browns, they haven't put up more than 17 points. They have done it once since October 10th.
Wow. That's actually concerning.
Yeah. Against
all Bengals. Those wet, bro, the Saints are putting up 20-plus with Trevor Siemian as quarterback.
So they're wasting talent, bro. They're wasting talent.
Like Big Ben's putting up 20 points with Deontay Johnson. It's like, I don't understand. Cool. Maybe Baker still is like still mad hurt. Maybe that's why he's not throwing as much. But it's not looking good in that tough division, tough conference. Let's move on to one of their rivals, Baltimore Ravens and the Bears.
This game was
16-13 Ravens. What do you guys think?
Lamar too. That's
it. Always comes down to the wire, right? It always doesn't matter who it is, what game it is. It has to be nitty gritty. Like, even if they
entertainer.
But I mean, it's not like the Ravens of right now are way better than the Bears are.
But yeah, without
Lamar,
100%. Andy Dalton.
It was still a good win, though.
Justin Fields went out injured, right? Or they pulled him?
Yeah, I think he went out with a rib injury.
Yeah, something.
It was also a surprise absence from. Jackson. They were just like told on today.
Bro, he wasn't gonna 12:30, bro. Yeah. He's on my fantasy. I missed, like, bro, come on.
So Tyler Huntley, I guess, is a pretty good backup. 219 yards.
Bro, he was running out there and he was still slanging it. Like,
he's literally just like a baby Lamar.
Yeah.
If you look, honestly, at the way he plays, like, it's not as good. Obviously not as fast. I mean, no one can replicate that, but they don't have to change their playbook at all, I think, for this guy.
Yeah.
Which
it's
is a
like
good
the
thing.
Perfect backup.
Yeah, which is a good thing. So they dominated time possession. It was basically 39 minutes to 20 minutes, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So they just had complete control of the game.
It just didn't show on the scoreboard. Again, exactly. The time of possession, I guess. Both teams had 6 penalties, so it wasn't
a lot of drop passes, a lot of penalties. Like, it was, but it was they were big penalties, though.
Yeah, I think it was just like a scrappy game What do you guys think about the Bears? They're 3-7.
I mean,
the Bears are 0-8 following a bye week. Do you guys know that?
That's crazy.
That's atrocious.
Yeah,
I think their coach is not it. I think after the season, the coach is going to be fired.
Yeah,
because Justin Fields. I mean, I know he went out injured.
How long has the coach been with them?
Like a few years, like Word. Probably like 3-4, maybe.
I think their defense also collapsed maybe towards five. The end.
Yeah,
but I mean, even Khalil Mack is still hurt, right?
If you look at it, the Bears still only gave up 16 points. It's just the offense is not what, like, it's not up to caliber as other offenses in the league. So I don't know. I think the Bears got a lot to figure out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently watching the Rams beat
what?
The Steelers.
Chargers.
You idiot.
Yo, come on, bro.
Why did I say Rams?
Because the
Los
LA.
Angeles.
Oh, no, my bad.
Oh, so, they're going for it. They're going for it.
We have a little live session going on right here. We see the Steelers facing.
Oh, Big Ben on the run. That's good. Oh, they didn't get it.
The L.A. Chargers over here just
damn
dominating
defense.
On defense.
Big goal line stand right there.
At the red zone. Celebration in
big
the
ben
second
mad.
Quarter with 10
big Ben looking
left.
Lost.
Big Ben looking big mad.
We see here Big Ben throws short, collapse, and walks off gingerly.
Gingerly.
Who taught Seahawks color out here? That's crazy.
Who taught you that word, Hamza?
Gingerly. Let's move on to another division rival, the Steelers. And the Ravens, Bengals versus Raiders. What do you guys think about that game?
We know the Bengals are kind of ish legit. I think they're better than the Browns. Not on paper, they're not better than the Browns. Last week, they weren't so hot. Joe Burrow only threw for 148 yards. They still had, you know, Joe Mixon just had two touchdowns, and then Jamar Chase had one.
Burrow went 20 for 29.
Nine incompletions. I mean, you can't complain, right?
It's also against a weak Raiders team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Raiders looked a lot better 2 or 3 weeks ago before a lot of this unfortunate off-the-field commotion happened. I just think the Raiders' season is done. I don't know if they can compete anymore. They're 5-5, but it looks like the Chiefs are back on track in their division. It looks like the Chargers are way better. So I don't know what the Raiders are going to do the rest of the season. I don't know if they're going to tank or try to win out, so we'll see about that. But the Bengals, you guys think they could make a conference championship push, or you guys still think it's a little too early for that?
I don't think their offense is quite ready for playoffs.
You don't think so?
Like, okay.
What do you think of their defense?
I don't think they're fully ready.
Their defense is their defense is not anything close to elite, but their rush defense is not bad, and when you can score like 30 points a game, then you got a chance, because in this league nowadays, you need offense. And you see a lot of defensive teams in the league. They can stop teams, but if you can't score, then you can't win games. So I think Joe Burrow is playing really, really good. He didn't have the most yards, but it's all about efficiency, I guess, nowadays to get the job done. So
they're just inconsistent, I think, on offense at least.
Speaking about inconsistent, let's talk about the Seahawks and Cardinals game. Russell Wilson, 13 points, that's it. We thought he was going to come out here after getting shut out last week for the first time in his career. Only put up 13 points against Colt McCoy.
Dodge, how do we feel about that?
He will be better.
I think he's still hurt. They probably rushed him.
I mean, come on, he had to have a rush. There's no way you can heal that fucking fast. That man just...
They said 6 to 8 weeks, and he came back in 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I think he started feeling pressure. Because
they're trying to lose him. They started losing crazy, too. But now, yeah. I feel like now he rushed back, and they're losing now still with him. It doesn't look good.
They let the Cardinals put up 23 with no Kyler Murray or DeAndre, right?
Yeah. But yeah, the Cardinals did have, again, just like a few other games, they had double the possession that the Seahawks had. It was 40 minutes to 19 minutes. 79 offensive plays to Seahawks 49.
The Cardinals, on the other hand, 9-2, sitting healthy.
DeAndre Hopkins didn't play again. DeAndre Hopkins and Murray are out again. Yeah. And then next week is a bye week. They'll get healthy.
Yeah.
The Cardinals are looking so crazy. I think
they're looking really scary, too.
I think they might be the favorite right now in the whole league, right?
I agree. For me,
I think they got cheaped out last year.
Who?
Cardinals in the playoffs. That game was like... I think they just didn't show up, honestly. But
they still didn't have the pieces that they have this year. Like, they got AJ Green now. They got Zach Ertz. Their defense is playing good. So the Cardinals are looking really, really good. And I think when Kyler Murray and Hopkins come back, I don't think there's a team that can beat them.
JJ is going to hurt in the later stages, though.
I don't think is he coming back?
No.
I don't think JJ
Cardinals are 6-0 on the road this year. Yeah, if their road wins, 10 plus.
If you can win away, then you can do anything.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson has never lost 3 in a row, ever.
Well, that's
150 starts without losing 3 in a row.
That's about to get broken, because if they want to make the wild card, they're gonna have to go 9-8.
Wow. Yeah. They have Washington next week.
Yeah, they have
Seahawks have Washington next week.
They have beatable teams coming up.
Yeah, that is beatable.
It's gonna be a good game.
9-8, so they can lose. Nah. Yeah.
But it's because their division is so tight, too. The Rams and the Cardinals are pulling away. And then the 49ers just beat the Rams, so now they have a division win.
And they have to see the Cardinals one more time at the end of the season.
I think the Seahawks, if they don't win the next game, the season's over, I think. It's going to be very hard to win out after just losing like that.
Yo, man, shout out Zach Ertz, though. That was a good
trade. That was a great trade.
And they're utilizing him like very, very well on the Cardinals.
The Cardinals are a very well-balanced team.
Yeah.
They have good players in every category.
Their GM or whoever is making all these moves made some crazy moves. Like drafting Rondale Moore was good. Every week he's showing up. He had 51 yards today. AJ Green was a great pickup. You always need a veteran receiver,
exactly.
Right? And even when they don't have DeAndre Hopkins, you know, all these guys are getting all these yards. Christian Kirk, too. Their running back starting to show up. I think when James Conner is playing his best football is probably when the Cardinals are destroying teams, when they have a running game as well. You guys think Colt McCoy is that boy? He got 328 yards.
That's okay. They're playing a dismantled Seahawks team. Seahawks, I feel like mentally, physically, are just not right.
Spiritually.
Yeah, like something internal is going on. I think so.
I think Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll are gone after the season. I think it's going to rebrand.
Yeah, I think so too.
Pete Carroll, I think, might be losing like his way. It's like the league is moving past him, his defensive ways. And then Russell Wilson, I think he just wants a better roster.
Yeah.
I think
he wants a new environment and just in general.
And I think he deserves it too, because like Russell Wilson is one of the best quarterbacks like in the past like 20 years, right?
I agree.
And you can't just be running the ball more than you're throwing it. And even when you're throwing it, you're scheming up like weak plays. So I definitely feel bad for him. I hope he finds a better situation. Yeah.
So the next game, the next team I want to talk about, we've been waiting. We've been saying week after week, maybe it's time they're going to lose. Maybe it's time they're going to lose. Maybe it's time they're going to lose. The Titans finally lost, but not to a team that I don't think we ever would have expected to lose to, bro.
That was a really weird game.
The Texans, I know Derrick Henry's out. Ryan Tannehill had 4 interceptions.
Wow.
And Tyrod Taylor, I mean, he played a good game. I'm not going to lie. He only went 14 for 24 and 107 yards, but no turnovers. What else can you ask for? And he had 2 rushing touchdowns. What else can you ask for against the Titans defense?
Yeah, I mean, I can't even name any player on the Texans, and they just upset the Titans. So when a team like that beats pretty much, I think the Titans are the number one team in the AFC.
They beat Jacksonville, Buffalo, Kansas City, Indy, LA, the Rams, and then New Orleans, and now
lost to Texans.
I mean, Tennessee was 7-0 against playoff teams before this game today.
So you think this is an outlier, or is this a big deal?
No, it's not. It's no Derrick Henry plus the Texans. Texans were also bound to have a decent game.
Yeah. Four
interceptions is very out of the ordinary.
Yeah. Really. Especially for Tannehill.
Yeah. Three being in the fourth. Often,
so I don't think it's anything they need to worry about. I just feel like they just need to bounce back. They can't let it get to them.
He had 3 interceptions in the fourth. So he was pressured to throw because they were down.
I think they were bound to have a bad game, too. They beat, as you said, they were 7-0 against playoff teams, which is ridiculous. So it's not the end of the world for the Titans, but do you guys think they're Super Bowl contenders? What if Derrick Henry doesn't come back? Are they Super Bowl contenders?
No, that's a problem.
If
he comes
Derrick
back
Henry.
Like second round of the playoffs, you think they can make it past the first round?
I mean, we saw it with the last game before this, week 9. I'm sorry, week 10.
It also depends how they end out the season.
It also probably depends who they play, too.
That too, yeah.
I don't know if they can beat elite teams without Henry.
They have New England coming up next.
That's going to be a tough one.
Then Jacksonville, then Pittsburgh, then San Francisco, then Miami, and then Houston again.
Those are all like pretty defensive teams. Yeah.
So
it's not going to be easy to put up points against any of those teams. It's not easy. I think this next game was probably the biggest headline game of the week, and it was a little bit of a disappointing game. Cowboys and Chiefs. Final score was 19-9. Chiefs win. What do you guys think?
Chiefs having a pretty well turnaround here.
Chiefs are back. I mean, I think not in full swing, but I mean, this is the number one offense that they just beat in the league.
Mm-hmm. It was bound to happen for the Chiefs to come back. They were never going to play the whole season just playing bad. The talent was always there.
Cowboys finally play like a really, really good team, right?
Dak had no touchdowns, just two picks, but 216 yards. So I just think he just couldn't close. Patrick Mahomes just had one pick, 260 yards, no touchdowns. Not a great showing from either quarterback, I think. No passing. I mean, these are, if you could sit there and be like, okay, out of the NFL, out of 32 teams, you'd be like, Dak and Patrick Mahomes would definitely throw for a touchdown this Sunday. Even one touchdown. They didn't have one single touchdown.
That's crazy.
That's very, very ugly. Especially with Dak has this kind of offense. It doesn't even matter if he's having an off game. They should still be able to get it to the end zone. So
that also, I feel like, is nothing to worry about too much. But unless it happens again, if it happens once in a blue moon like that, like it's bound to happen. Good team, any good player, like. If it ever happens again, though, then you got to very like get worried about it.
You guys think Cowboys can contend with like the Rams, the Bucks, like the Cardinals for like the top of the NFC? Or the Cowboys not there
yet? On paper, they should be.
No, like in a real game.
In real game, it just depends on how they play.
Because sometimes like they be scoring the craziest points on some weak teams, but when they play a big team, they can't score.
Exactly.
I mean, week one, we saw they score against the Bucks, but also the Bucks haven't shown that their defense is good this year. So, I don't know. I don't know what to think about the Cowboys. Like, I'm kind of like neutral on them. Like, they're good, but we don't know how good they are, right?
Exactly. Them, it's always like that, I feel like. Every season, they do really good, really good. And then towards the end, they just start to fall off a little bit. So as long as they're pushing through the whole season, they have a good chance.
They're missing some players, but not enough to...
Play like this. Like.
Yeah. I mean, what? Is Smith and Cooper really that much of an effect on the Cowboys?
No.
It shouldn't be like that. But the Chiefs are turning around, and if they win like their next three games, which is against... Broncos, Raiders, and Chargers. Them and the Chargers are going to be a good game. If they win it, they'll have a lot of room in their division. Our last game for this week, well, sort of last game since we're watching the Chargers beat the Steelers right now, which is already kind of decided. Our last game is going to be Buccaneers against the Giants. Will Tom Brady wipe them off the face of the earth?
I don't think so.
I
kind of
want to take the Giants in this. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
I feel like the Bucs have not been playing like up to their potential.
Just because they lost to the football team?
Yeah. I mean, before that, too, I mean, they lost to the Saints. The beginning of the season, since then, their defense has not looked right. And then now AB, with his off-the-field controversy, with his vaccination status being up in the air, we don't really know. And we know Tom Brady loves AB. Every third down, he's looking for AB. And with Gronk not in the game either, his other security blanket. I don't think Tom Brady plays the same when both those players are out. So I feel like it's going to be a slugfest. I don't think, like, even if the Bucks win, I don't think they're going to blow them out. But I think I'm going to take the Giants in a close one.
If they let Rodgers back, let AB back. why you got to give him problems?
The thing is, they don't know right now, though, if he's vaccinated or not. Like, they knew that Rodgers was not vaccinated. So it took him a little bit, and then now he could play. But they have no idea about this guy still. I don't think he's vaccinated.
Yeah, he's definitely not vaccinated.
He said he would take a booster shot on television. But how does that prove you're vaccinated?
Yeah,
just take it and be all right.
No, I don't think he can be. Can he? I mean, that's a whole other topic.
He could be just getting the actual vaccine. You know, how are we supposed to know with a booster shot? But I don't know.
But still, I mean, that's still time off.
I feel like this is a lot of headlines hanging over the Bucks. So I don't know if they're going to come in fully focused and just come out, drop 30, 40 points. I don't see that.
It's definitely going to be an ugly game, but I think Bucks are going to pull through. The Giants aren't. I don't think the Giants are that good. Evans, good enough to beat them.
I think Saquon's going to be back. That's why I like the Giants a little bit more. Yeah. He's like 89% going to play.
Yeah, but that's so he's not going to be 110%
game. That's true. But the Bucks, I think, probably best run lineman, Vita Vea, you know, that big Samoan guy in the Bucks line. I think he's out.
He's out, yeah.
Ooh.
So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be ugly.
I'm going to take the Bucks, though.
So let's go ahead and start talking about the NBA. Well, something crazy just happened. So LeBron James elbowed Isaiah Stewart and Tabitha Patterson's team will represent Team USA in women's curling at 2022 Olympics.
Shout out Team USA in the Olympics and all the Olympians out there. Team USA, Miles Strong, Michaela Sherfordin. Aaron Jackson.
Arab as fuck. He said Michaela Sherfordin.
Brittany Bo, Elena Myers. Hey, yo, what the fuck?
Switch back to the... It's cut out. Yo, what the fuck?
Now, back to the Steelers Chargers.
All right, yo, go. Start.
17-10 at halftime. Back with the NBA. And we'll start off with the Jay's favorite team out here. Even though he's from Jersey.
You know what it is?
He rules for the Lakers.
Shout out Kobe, man. James. Yeah.
No, shout out to Love James. Just Kobe.
I'm just saying it started off. You talk about how it started off, you feel me? It started off with Kobe, man. It's the best player ever.
Is that how...
That's a different conversation we could have.
Is that how your Eagles fan base started?
Yes, that is true also. You feel me? Why I feel like I'm in court?
He's double checking your background here.
Where I feel you. Well,
I mentioned you a few times in the past episodes.
Okay.
Every time we've talked about the Lakers, so I want I want the listener to get to know who I'm talking to, big Laker fan.
I already know your guys' views. You feel me? Stunts. I feel like, first of all, self defense. You feel me? But that situation with LeBron, that shit is not his fault, honestly. You can't even say he purposely meant to leave him bloody like that. Like, what? When has he ever done something like that in his career?
No, yeah, I agree.
You feel me? Like, he did not try to knock him out like that. Mm-hmm. Like, that was, like, worse than, like, when Ron Artest did that to James Harden. You remember when he did
that? Yeah, that was crazy.
It was elbow inside of the dome.
Is LeBron getting suspended?
No, maybe. Just because everyone talking about it, so he got to get, like, a little 1-2 game in.
I'm saying, he likes it. No, but do you guys...
He got to rest the abs a little. It's been, like, 2 games since LeBron's been back.
Yeah, against who?
Against nobody.
Against the Celtics.
They lost both games.
Yeah. We didn't lose.
I should know you guys didn't lose to the Pistons.
We didn't lose today.
But you guys were down, like, 18 at some point.
That's okay, and we came back.
But that's still concerning, isn't it? Every game, you guys are going down big.
It is, but we're not at 100% yet, so I'm not too worried about it. And also, there's a lot of games. That's what you got to think about. There's no team that's going crazy every single game unless you're, like,
except the Warriors.
I'll say the Warriors.
No one going 73-9, so we're good.
Do you think I can get past the Thunder?
You look like a damn, bro, prosecutor, yo.
Shy Gliz.
He's never done that in the playoffs, so I'm not even worried about that. He didn't know what was going on. He just got, you know, a little luck. He was going crazy. Momentum got him. He just, you know.
No, but serious question to everybody. Y'all think the Lakers can get past the Warriors and Stephen Curry?
Yes.
What? With Klay Thompson?
No. Yeah, he's going to be back Christmas.
Yeah, that's going to be real scary. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be hard, but I feel like they have a chance. It's not going to be... I'm not saying they got a great chance where it's going to be like 4-1, 4-2, but they still have a chance.
I mean, this Warriors team looking better than the 2015 team, sort of.
Nah, you guessed it. That team started off 27, like, actually 30, you know, I think, right?
I don't think people were expecting them to be this good this year.
Yeah, not at all. Especially without Klay and Wiseman. And I did not expect them to start off that high.
Wiseman's back soon, though.
Uh-huh. Also, Curry's is on fire right now.
You guys think Curry's MVP right now?
Right now.
Him and Durant.
I think it was KD. It was KD. He's leading the race. But I feel like that one game against the Nets, right now, it pushed Steph, like, I think, like 2% over KD.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it's not too much. It's not too much to worry about. It's still early in the season. You know, like, we've seen people go off, be MVP for the first, like, few weeks of the season, and then, you know.
The record also helps backs it up.
Bro, 12-3, Suns is not
I was about to say, people are not talking about the Suns enough. Yeah. I feel like DeAndre Ayton, the more he matures, is a better, like, the
they're
Suns
on an 11-game win streak.
Yeah. And they've been beating some good teams, too.
That's crazy.
Good. Especially Chris Paul, D-Book, they're going crazy, too. But I still don't think Ayton deserves the contract that everyone's talking about. I think there's a good reason that the Suns are waiting.
Because how many other big men, like can do what Ayton can do.
Yeah, but the second
there's only the first or second option. There's like three more big men that can do what he can do. Otherwise, yeah, besides that, there's is
Ayton. That I understand, but those big men are on teams where they're the first or second option. Yeah, he's not the first. He's not.
Like the, he's Chris, like the third.
Is D Book?
He's the third option.
Yeah.
That's
sometimes too.
But I mean, I think that's a trend we've seen in the past years.
I don't think he deserves Jack Hawkins.
But he's a very important third piece. It's like without him, then he takes a lot of pressure off of D Book and Chris Paul.
Chris Paul needs like a pretty big man, decently athletic big.
Well. He needs that. That's him. He thrives off of that.
That doesn't mean that
Ayton is still he's still young. Contract. He's still learning too.
Yeah.
Like
I feel like they.
I don't think he's worth all that money.
Maybe he can get a max contract, but I feel like the Suns they're in the right to wait. For me, like I feel like they don't have to make that decision right now.
That's I guess, but then I feel like Ayton is going to leave because I mean I think there's other teams in the league who give him the bag.
That's true.
So, I mean, it depends. Does he want to play with the Suns? Yeah. Or does he want to pay a little more? Or do the Suns want to pay him? Because it doesn't look like there's that many teams in the West that look like they can beat the Suns in a seven-game series, right? Like, they just came out of the finals. You know, they lost, but, I mean, they had a really, really good run, and right now they're second in the conference. Mm-hmm. So, I don't see that many other contenders right now. What do you guys think about the Bulls?
They should. One last thing about the Phoenix. I think they should. Go ahead. They should pay him that much. And right now they're going to go on a 12-game streak. So
the Suns?
He just wants more money. That's it. I think that's all that it is. With all that he's been doing, he deserves it. I mean, they got to the finals last year, so why not? Why not hire that same squad and give him more money?
So I think the Bulls are legit, but I don't think you can talk about the Bulls without talking about the Wizards because they're both literally the same team right now. I think maybe the Wizards have one game over them, but I think recently when the Bulls were just here, I think they're playing on Monday even. Mm-hmm. So I think they have maybe one game ahead of them or something. They're half a game ahead, I think.
No, they're both
11 and 5.
But yes, played 16 games and now.
That'd be like, I mean, the Hornets are sitting in 6th, so.
The 76ers are in 10th right now, and the Hawks are 11th.
The Sixers, I don't think, are going to do good until they fix the Ben Simmons situation. I'm not worried. I wouldn't be worried about
that.
There's
a lot of money just like being held up.
Exactly.
That you could use in all the role players.
He's being fined for it, but like that's just wasting. It's waste
wasting
of
time.
A spot.
It's wasting talent. Time and money.
They could get another like star player.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're not parting ways.
They're trying to, but nobody wants Ben Simmons. The way he's acting, no team, no GM is going to feel comfortable with having them on his team, having him on their team. Because they're gonna be like, if something goes bad, is this how we gonna act? Then that's their headache. So like this is LL for him. Either way is it's a loss for him.
So the Celtics are 7th, the Bucks are 8th, and the Cavs are 9th. That's so crazy, right? I don't think anybody thought the Bucks were gonna be this low after the finals. Is this the championship slump? I mean, this happens, right?
That's possible. Yeah,
that's PJ Tucker.
I feel like it always happens. You know how hard it is to repeat, like. Or even be that good again, go that far into the season too, that recovery, like
have the same like drive.
Yeah,
I don't know. You guys feel like they're still a contender, the Bucks?
Yeah, but I think they're just kind of taking it like not easy. Yeah.
I feel like it's too early. Easy.
Maybe the league maybe figuring them out, or maybe they're just in a shooting slump.
I feel that's how it goes. Always the beginning of the season is always like the team trying to work out like what to do again.
They didn't work hard this offseason compared to like every other offseason. Yeah. They were out partying, traveling, doing this and that, bro.
But they're gonna get on it.
Yeah,
it's just like the Chiefs, like how we were talking
about
earlier.
Yeah, not worried about it.
Yeah,
okay.
They have the talent. They just gotta
click. Top. You're telling me they won't make a top 5 seed at least?
Maybe. I mean, if the Wizards, you guys think the Wizards and the Bulls and the Heat can keep up this pace?
Yeah, Bulls. I'm a big fan of the Bulls right now.
The Wizards will drop a few big ones to like repeated. Big teams, you know what I mean? They'll drop like 10-15 games to that. So that puts them at least at like 60 wins. I mean, that's still a lot. 50 wins, I think that they can squeeze out 50 wins, right?
Yeah.
Almost 60, hit the 60s. So
if the squad is healthy, I think they actually have a pretty well-rounded like team. Like they have shooters all around. And if Bradley Beal is on, then it opens up the floor for everybody else. So let's talk about number one in the East.
Still, Brooklyn, somehow, even though you watch their games, they're not playing like crazy. They're still like number one in the East.
Yeah, they're not
like playing crazy though.
They got dogged by the Warriors though the other day.
That was bad.
That was just everybody.
That was a very, very bad loss against the Warriors. But I feel like how many games is KD going to be that off? And I think, KD said after the game, he was like, once he went down a little bit, and then he said I started forcing shots and stuff, and like I didn't ever really get into a rhythm ever again. I think he missed 8 straight shots in the fourth quarter or third quarter. So I mean, like, we've never seen that. So, yeah. It was a really good game for the Warriors. So I think next in the 7-game series, it would be really, really close.
It's not something to worry about. Like, you're right. You know KD's always going to perform.
Yeah. If
he doesn't perform, it's once in like a blue moon for real.
They barely beat the Magic on Friday by like 2 points. Yeah. And then they beat the Cavs only by like 10 points.
KD.
Yeah.
And Harden had to get like 20 fucking free throws to be able to score 36.
But that's Harden's game though. Harden draws fouls.
Yeah, I mean, it's good, but like with these.
Yeah, 36.
But it's hard.
James Johnson at 17. Marcus at 15. That's not bad at all.
It was a good game.
If you look at it,
he was 19 of 20.
Harden
that's
had,
how he got most of his
Harden had
7 of something.
He was broke.
Jalen Suggs at 21.
36, 10, and 8, and he was 7 for 25.
That's what I'm saying.
That's disgusting.
That's bad.
7 for 25.
It's hard for him to adjust to the new rules.
He was 3.
It's hard on him.
It is.
You could tell.
But now he's getting the calls back. I said that earlier. Like, they were going to, in the beginning of the season.
Really? 7 for 25, he still thought at least 10 of those shots were supposed to be fouls, so they wouldn't even count on the score sheet. It's still hard for him to adjust.
I mean, 36 points, 36 points.
Stuff too, there's a lot of complaints after shots when, like, even I think, like, it's a foul, they just don't call it because of new rules.
Yeah.
They're just really bipolar with, like, what they call and what they don't call.
You guys still think the Nets can win the championship? You think they're up there for a contending?
Without Kyrie, no.
Without
Kyrie. Like, if this squad right here, can they win a championship?
No.
Be tough.
You don't think so?
I give the Lakers a better chance than them.
What?
I don't know. Yeah.
Fully healthy. Then this squad. Then this squad.
That's what it is. The Lakers has to be perfect, and Harden got to facilitate.
Yeah.
And Joe Harris got to step up then. I mean,
I agree.
I mean, you got good weapons either way. Patty Mills and LaMarcus Aldridge.
So right now, the betting odds in Vegas, the Brooklyn Nets are favored plus 240. And then the Lakers are behind them at plus 550, and the Warriors are third, 750.
So what did I say?
Bucks fourth, 900.
That's assuming Kyrie comes back. That
so
plus
the Nets
230
right now
is.
Are still favored to win this championship.
Which he could come back at any.
That's also, let's be completely honest, that
which
is
Warriors
kind of factoring the,
Warriors the
fact
third,
that Kyrie
like, some
is
have,
coming
some places
back.
Have them at plus 700, and then others at 750.
So you know that's cap because Warriors should be way higher.
That's the stuff that happens in the beginning of the season, right? Like locked in, or does it keep changing?
No,
it
changes all the time.
Changes.
Like
it
every
changes.
Day, every week.
That's
every
what I'm saying. It's not that.
But I'm saying, let's be completely honest. It still has that.
This
that plus 230 is very. That's like what the Bucks were at first.
The Nets still
that's
have
assuming,
a really good
that is assuming Kyrie comes back. Let's be completely honest. I know. We know, but
the
plus 230
the Nets
is.
Are literally beating every team in the league in a 7-game series, and the only ones you can question are the Warriors, the Lakers, and maybe the Bucks. Every other team, the Nets are probably beating a 7-game series.
I don't know. I gotta see how the Bulls play in the playoffs.
I don't know. I feel like the Bulls.
Yeah,
let's move into the Bulls. Like, I feel like the Bulls are like a really, really good team, but I feel like they're still young and they won't make it really that far in the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. I have to see how they perform though.
They're still without Vujicic.
They had him for a little bit, but he got injured.
Yeah, but he's still out.
So like, they would obviously a good team. You guys think they're contenders or not? Who? Or they're just like a good regular season team.
I think they're just a good. Top 5 seed.
I feel like they're like they're
maybe
be,
give they're like a Pacers.
I feel like they're gonna be a new Raptors
or
a
new Celtics.
Raptors.
Yeah, Raptors
were like really, really good
Pacers
for a little bit.
Yeah.
Person back in the day, Pacers
or like the Raptors.
I'm talking about Pacers,
years.
PG Pacers,
yeah,
Roy
yeah.
Hibbert.
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
I'm saying
good team though. You can maybe take you to 7 games if they really you know are hot that year. I don't think it's not yet. They're still missing like if and.
They would at least get 2-3 games on the Nets. At least.
Brooklyn is just too strong to not win. But the Milwaukee is just too strong not to win.
Games is impossible.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then guarding Harden and KD. And then Harden, KD, and Kyrie.
And LaMarcus and Patty.
That's Raz.
Yeah, LaMarcus.
Blake Griffin.
That's not the main stress.
It would be tough for them. It would be tough for them, especially on the first year with all this talent. I mean, they got to grow together, but... It's been back and forth. It hasn't been really solid or consistent. They lost to the Sixers twice in a row. So if you're not able to like perform, like, well at least like win one out of the back to back games against the Sixers, how would you do that in the playoffs?
Lakers couldn't do it with Thunder.
Well,
they're still Everyone still knows they're still doing the playoffs. Easy.
That's the Lakers, though. You comparing OKC to the Bulls? You think about the same talent?
Nah, no way. That's KD, Harden, and Westbrook. You're talking about that OKC.
Oh, you're talking about that OKC? No. What are you talking about?
He's talking about how I said the Bulls lost to the Sixers back-to-back. Mm. And he said that's okay because
the Lakers lost to OKC
back-to-back. Oh, okay, okay.
And I said you're comparing basically this OKC team to the current Bulls team.
No way.
No.
But I mean,
saying that, but I don't know. I don't think regular season losses mean a lot like that. 73-9 Warriors lost to the Lakers.
I think that's exactly
season. That didn't mean shit. That literally didn't mean anything.
That's true because the Jazz are always really, really good. Top of the conference. The Jazz right now are 11-5, third in the Western Conference. But we all know the Jazz are not competing for a championship.
I agree. Jazz are missing a piece, a big piece.
One team I want to talk about that's been quiet in the West is the Clippers. Is this PG going?
No, Kawhi. They're fourth in the West.
Bro, nobody knows PG balling.
I think for not having Kawhi, being fourth in the West is pretty decent.
But that's because PG can play openly. When Kawhi's on the court, PG plays like a completely
shots.
Different player.
He can
like
take all different. The shots. Yeah.
PG just doesn't... He's not efficient at all.
This is that Pacers PG.
Yeah, this PG is like way more confident in his shot. He puts up a lot more shots. He's scoring a lot more.
Kawhi kind of demands the ball like a lot probably too.
They work together. And I'm not going to lie. It's just that he has to be more efficient. He puts up still a good amount of shots. He just doesn't hit them.
They're still above the Mavericks who are fifth and the Nuggets sixth. What do you guys think about the Mavericks and Nuggets?
I don't really like... Porzingis, honestly.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Porzingis.
He needs to get out.
It hasn't worked,
Luka.
It just hasn't worked.
Yeah, we talked about this last week too.
Player on his team.
He's just not. It's not working out.
I don't know if it was his injuries or what, but he just has not come back the same.
They're missing more than one.
They don't have like a star 3-and-D like wing player. They don't have them. They have like Dorian Finney-Smith and Tim Hardaway Jr.
But when they're on their A game, they produce crazy.
The Mavericks need someone like Jimmy Butler or like
Tim Hardaway and
someone like
Finney
that.
Will
like
give you at least
Julius
like
Randle,
threes
like Julius Randle or some. But
if they're playing
dog.
Good,
Clay.
Yeah, like so you need someone kind of like superstar on the Mavs. But what about the Nuggets? I think even without Jokic, I think for his past few games he's been injured. Being six is
not having Murray is still crazy.
Six is pretty decent for not having two stars.
I agree.
Do anybody know when Murray's coming back?
They're losing right now, 111-87 to the Suns.
And they lost their last game too. Dang. To the Bulls. They lost to the Bulls last.
Yeah.
Game. I mean, yeah, they're a good team, but we.
Jeff Green has 19. Aaron Gordon has 16. Will Barton has 10. Monte Morris has 10.
Portland.
What about him?
I think Dame is still unhappy.
I don't think he belongs there.
This is the last season, Dame.
He's not leaving.
It's the last season he's going to be there.
No, it's not going to be.
Bro, just because he rapped about it.
I'm not even talking about that. I firmly believe that he's one of those players. He's like a Giannis type player.
He's never
going
to leave. Yeah, Giannis is going to leave too.
But that's after he delivered a championship.
Yeah.
Giannis didn't leave to get an easy championship. He stayed there and played.
Yeah, that's true too. He has authority.
But once you win a championship with a team
that
green light to, then you could do what you want to do in your career now.
The Bucks.
LeBron didn't do that.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
He came back and gave Cleveland the first.
Yeah,
but he left.
He left first, though.
That's okay.
Oh, so that's okay. And that's okay.
What did KD do?
Yeah, he did the same thing.
KD got swept. Not swept. He got killed up 3-1.
And then he swept LeBron.
And then he joined the team.
That shit crazy.
Bro, that team was dead. That's what they were supposed to do, bro. They had that good of a team, they were supposed to sweep everybody. They did exactly what they were supposed
LeBron?
To. Yeah. It wasn't, bro, it's four players on top of in their prime going against one player.
Yeah, because they didn't even have Kyrie or
after
some
Kyrie,
point.
Bro, think about that. It was only LeBron and then the Cavs, bro. Without LeBron, they literally were the last seed in the East the year LeBron left. That shows you. That's how big of a difference he made. What
except,
about Miami? We haven't talked about Miami.
Knicks, Hornets.
I was going to say Hornets.
Yeah, you're talking about Miami.
Hornets is young. I don't know about playoffs yet. No one has playoff experience really besides what Terry Rozier got. So
yeah, a little bit. Gordon Hayward.
Yeah. He was injured
a little bit. Kelly Oubre may have probably been in the playoffs,
But Kelly Oubre,
Not like that. Maybe Plumlee.
Nah.
I don't know if he got some. But yeah, so that's a pretty young team. I think the Hornets are still pretty good when LaMelo doesn't go 2-for-11.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes I think he keeps
shooting.
Yeah,
he doesn't get scared. Like if he misses, if he's going 0 for 6,
but he's confident in his shot. He's been playing with professionals for a pretty young age, so
he's confident. But I think he needs to take some easier shots sometimes because those kind of shots, you know, like they're definitely like game changing, like momentum plays. Yeah. That he always tries to take the big shot, right? Yeah. But like, I feel like sometimes he has to go for the easy play sometimes. But I mean, his vision is still like ridiculous. I think he's a great point guard.
But and he's tall. People don't realize how tall he is.
Yeah, he is like he's like 6'7", 6'8".
He's taller than Lonzo. I know that.
Lonzo's like 6'6", right? Yeah. So he's like probably like 6'7", 6'8". Yeah, that's crazy. So let's get into the Heat real quick. What do you guys think about the Heat? The contenders or what? Or the Fakers?
Oh, no. It depends on Kyle Lowry. I really don't know. Like, what
Kyle Lowry? Really? I think it depends on Jimmy Butler.
No, like I'm saying they're all going to produce, but like Kyle Lowry, like I don't know like how he really will like fits consistently in. Fit in and play like well to lead them to like...
But if he does play well,
yeah, it's over. But like, I don't know. I don't really believe that he's that type of player.
Yeah,
but right? I think as the overall roster, they're pretty strong. They have, like every position, they have like a really good player.
I agree.
Like PJ Tucker was a good pickup. I mean, when Tyler Hero is playing like he's playing right now, like when he's kind of like a sixth man of the year candidate.
Exactly.
But I don't think the Heat right now could be any team, like top team in a 7-game series. Mm. I mean, they haven't shown that they can, because in some games they look like they have no offense.
I just think the Western Conference is going to be dominated by a few teams. And then in the Eastern Conference, we have a very, very close race between mostly all the top 10 teams. I mean, many teams are tied with their records right now, and I'm pretty sure it's going to keep shifting all throughout the season. It's going to be more fun to watch the Eastern Conference than it will be the Western Conference.
I do not agree with that one.
I think Western
will be very fun to watch.
I don't know if we can say like one's going to be better than the other. I mean, there's just like so many different...
The Eastern Conference definitely got way better in competition.
I said a few teams are going to be dominating, so it's going to be fun watching those. But mostly on the Eastern Conference, there's a lot of teams that you don't know how the outcome will be at the end. You cannot really predict it 100% who's going to be at the top.
Like Denver has a chance to play Phoenix in the first round. That's a crazy matchup.
That would be.
Yeah.
If Murray and Jokic came back, that would be a crazy matchup.
I mean,
Jokic coming back, right? He don't got
Suns can bounce up to one. Jazz can jump up. The Clips can. This is without Kawhi. They're still that fourth. I mean, they're 10-7.
The Lakers are going to be taking probably one of those.
The Warriors can't stay hot forever. They can.
I don't think they can go higher than four. The Lakers.
They're going five or above.
I don't think that the Warriors can keep up fully healthy. To be completely honest, I hope they do, but I don't. I mean, Steph is old now.
But Poole has become a very vital part of the Warriors.
Yeah.
So anytime Steph isn't performing, Poole does. And Draymond, I'm not going to lie. Is
Draymond is playing
Andrew
way better
Wiggins
than
he's playing
Wiggins.
Way better than he has.
Yeah.
Sometimes Andrew Wiggins looks like the third best player in the league, and sometimes he looks like he's like not even a player.
Well, right now he's going like 6 or 7 from 3 points.
That's what I'm saying. Like against the Nets, that one game when the Warriors beat him, like Wiggins came out right before the half, hit like 3 back-to-back shots, and then came back right after half, hit like 2 shots.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when like... not your star players hitting those kind of shots, it gives like a little bit of leeway to the star player. Like, I don't have to carry all this load, but like, yeah. I think the Warriors actually have really good depth.
Yeah. But right now, Steph only has 2 shots in the game, in the beginning of the fourth. But he only made 2 shots and got 9 points. But Jordan Poole got 27 and Andrew Wiggins got 25.
Yeah, like that's a winning. That's
and
a winning recipe.
Winning by 15. Like, that's a winning. Leading. Steph isn't even doing anything.
That's a winning recipe right there. Yeah. So. Definitely got to look out for the Warriors. I think, unfortunately, for the rest of the league, the Warriors are back.
What do you guys feel about Draymond?
I think he's good.
He's having a better season.
I think he's playing amazing.
I think he's matured. Like, he's not as...
matured.
I think Draymond is probably one of the smarter players in the league. Like, he's not the most athletic guy, but he go out there. He knows how to rebound just because of, like, his, like, IQ and his passing is pretty good. But you're not expecting, like, more than 10 points out of him. Like, he's probably going to give you like 8.
But he makes up.
But
it's
the, he's a leader on and off the on and off the floor. Like, I just think he's a smart guy, and that's why they kept him around, right? Like,
LeBron should be suspended.
Just I asked you guys. Cap. Do you think? Yeah, I don't think so. But like,
they're going to.
He swung his arm towards.
He
won't.
He probably might get fined. I don't think he can get suspended.
The fact he gonna laugh if they try to find him, he gonna laugh.
The fact that the dude
maybe like a pocket change for him. Yeah. Whatever they find him.
It don't matter. He gonna miss a game. That's what it's gonna be. But
that's fine.
He swung his arm, bro. The guy was bleeding from his mouth and his forehead.
He didn't mean to,
bro. Look at the video. The way you don't swing. He hit him with his hand, not elbow.
And then he confronted him after. He did like LeBron did go to the pile.
LeBron not gonna just take that.
Yeah, nah. So I can see.
I think he just got a little physical.
Maximum one game.
LeBron couldn't take it. It looked like LeBron. If you didn't know the context and just saw the picture of him, you would think LeBron like literally jumped on him and started beating his ass.
That's what it looked like in the video too.
But he just
it looked like LeBron just fucking
like
wailed.
WWE like picture, bro. Like these just had like a ladder match.
We are reviewing the footage.
Look,
LeBron swung his arm and beat up another player. I think he mercilessly.
Mike is suspended. Look.
Look at that.
Look, he put his hand out. He didn't mean to do it like that. He's probably chill.
You see every single footage you can barely see.
Yeah, bro. Hit him. LeBron, look, he was on.
I just want to see. Look how fast Westbrook took off. I just want to see. I really look at Westbrook.
Yo.
No, that's an accident.
Look, he didn't mean to. Look, he tried to say he didn't mean to. And then he came up and started talking shit. Look, now he's talking shit. Then LeBron started saying something.
Bro, of course. He busted his face.
Bro, look. He didn't mean to.
Look at LeBron's arms right here. Look.
Look how he swung.
There's no momentum in there.
Now there is.
It's just like it was just like a bad hit.
To say sorry, and then he starts talking shit, and then LeBron's like, "Yo, you better chill. I didn't mean to do that."
You ain't hear that. You ain't hear that.
The same way you're saying that, though, you could say that.
I'm saying by action, bro. LeBron could have. LeBron could have.
Yo, he didn't go like that. He just like pushed by his.
His arm swung, so he could have. LeBron meant to like.
He didn't mean to
actually
do
hit
it.
Him,
he
and then come off like, "Yeah, my bad." But you just caught it. Oh, my God. Goes AD. Yo.
Yeah, like, who is he going after? Oh, Westbrook. Westbrook probably talking crazy.
AD fighting the security,
That's what
bro.
I said. That's what I said. Getting beat by security guards.
Bro, the security was falling and he's grabbing AD and took him down with him, bro.
Yo, Westbrook was... Yo, look at his face.
Westbrook talking crazy. Westbrook be...
Westbrook was ready to throw hands.
Westbrook always on time.
Palace at the palace.
Yo, Westbrook said it's the Crypt Arena.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's going crypto crazy, bro.
He said crypto.
Yo, yo, get the Glock.
Derek Henry,
get the Glock.
Yo, he not running towards me.
Yo, shut the fuck up! I didn't know there was that much.
Yo, look at Westbrook. Go back. Look at Westbrook, bro.
Watch this. Look at Westbrook's face.
Westbrook was going like this.
He I see that. What happened?
Yo,
his clip.
It's possible. Shit.
Oh yeah. I'm fine. Fine. He's saying he's fine. He runs back.
Get the strap.
Oh no. Oh my God. Oh my.
You ran like through 20 people.
All the trainers, everybody get tackled.
Please pause that. Oh, Westbrook.
No, Westbrook will fight. Westbrook.
He's ready to throw hands.
Yo, that's crazy.
Kate Cunningham is stopping nothing.
Yeah, that
big body bands.
Melo chilling in the back.
Westbrook pushing him. Look, Westbrook in his ear already. You probably suck. Well, LeBron is tight. Yo, imagine LeBron sitting in the locker room right now after this. LeBron
DeAndre
tight.
Jordan on the floor, bro.
That's a good body. No one gonna beat him. In this situation, you saying?
Right.
In this situation,
and that's got James Johnson. He's 7 foot black belt. He does have. He's legit black belt.
I'll wait for DJ Meechie Meech on this shit. This year we OD.
Just know Lakers gonna win it. Yeah. I'm calling it here. You feel me? Nets his ass.
We're gonna clip that.
Nets his ass.
We're gonna clip that at the end of the year when the Nets win the championship.
Nets ain't winning nothing, especially if Kyrie not playing. Maybe when he playing, maybe. But
number one in the Eastern Conference, bro.
You feel me? Lakers gonna get it done. Big dog Bron, you know what it is already. Nobody could guard AD in the league when you're on fire.
Who can guard KD?
KD can't guard AD.
AD can't guard KD.
Wow. KD can't guard AD.
Bro, AD got tackled by a security guard.
AD would. Bro, AD's 7 foot demon, bro.
All right, and that should do it for our NBA segment and this episode. As always, we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to share your opinion, thoughts, questions, or anything like that, you can reach us out on any social media platform. Just look up Check the Stats. If you want to let us know what you think about the podcast, you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or any other streaming platform. We're available on all of them. And you can follow to get updated whenever a new episode drops. This is Hamza, along with Deep, Harry, Dodge. And our guest of the week, Jay, big Laker fan. You know, Big Bird.
Signing off.
Peace. Signing off.
Peace. Stats. We out.